need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for Collaborate and Quest. At a thinly attended evil villain convention held in a seedy motel on the outskirts of town.
Processed foods.
Ugh. Oh, sorry. Pardon me. On a quest for cheese here.
You're Dr. Two Brains.
Right the first time.
I'm a big fan of your work. I read your article about escaping the scene in last month's Modern Villain Monthly. Good stuff.
Oh, pish tosh. So what's your shtick?
Giant robots?
Catalog or homemade?
Homemade.
Nice! Wait a second. You wouldn't happen to be Toby, the boy genius robot builder kid, would you?
More or less.
Well, this is a pleasure. I've been following your career.
Not too shabby, kid.
So tell me, what brilliant and evil inventions have you been working on lately?
Oh, you know, this and that. Gravity machines, time travel, brie blintzes. Oh, and I recently tried turning platinum into cheese, but all I got was a strong, super thin metal with a bitter steel aftertaste.
You know, I've been trying forever to develop a material just like that.
Really?
Well, I am a robot man, of course. And with your new metal, I would be able to build my most indestructible robot yet! Any chance, Doctor, that you would be interested in a collaboration?
Toby? Can I call you Toby? Why not? I've got a few days to kill.
Excellent.
Meanwhile, on the happy side of town, our heroes enjoy another stimulating family outing.
And find a tree.
Oh.
Good.
Oh.
Find your shoes.
Yes!
Good. I don't know. I think we should try our best to... Quick! Find your nose!
No!
That's not fast enough.
Honey, don't you think you're taking this scavenger hunt a little too seriously?
But we have to do everything in our power to beat our opponents.
Why? It's not like we win anything cool.
It's not the prize. It's the winning. I want my family to win a scavenger hunt. Scavenger search. I mean, scavenger quest.
Quest, search, hunt. They mean the same thing. You mean no one in our family has ever won a scavenger hunt?
No! Oh, Grampy Botsford once came close in 72, but he folded under the pressure. Well, that's not going to happen here, right?
If you say so, dear.
That's the spirit! Sort of. Now, let's get going, team. As your group leader, I've divided our scavenger list into four parts.
Walnuts, a meteorite, a rubber chicken and a tuxedo. Oh, what fun!
An autographed picture from a celebrity cat? Where are we gonna find that? Oh, hey, Violet. What's all that stuff you're carrying?
Oh, just some of the items my mom and I have collected for the quest so far. Only two more to go.
Let's go, team! Move it! Move it!
And everyone have fun!
I said move!
Come on, Bob. We've got to find that autographed picture, a rare pink violet, and a pine cone in the shape of Abraham Lincoln. Wait, my super hearing's picking something up. Let's go! Word up!
Toby, my lad, I must say your engineering is truly remarkable.
Well, thank you, sir, but you came up with the perfect metal.
Yeah, I know. Say, should we collaborate? You know, work together on what to call our evil genius creation?
Oh, excellent idea. Perhaps Mouse Monster or Robotzilla?
How about a little bit of both? Mousezilla!
I love it! To us!
To us!
Word Girl! Word Girl.
Toby and Dr. Two Brains collaborating? Isn't playing well with others against evil villain rule number 344?
Rules are made to be broken. Besides, our collaboration is the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Come on, Huggy! Let's take this metal mouse down! Oh! Whoa! I didn't even put a dent in it.
That's because Mousezilla is made from one of my genius inventions, Platinum Burkerfight number 211.
Of course, without the aerodynamic design of yours truly.
Although such a creation would have been impossible without the flexibility of my Platinum.
Agreed. You see, word girl, you might as well quit now. My new creation... our new creation is too advanced for you.
We'll see about that.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I gave our creation a little special feature. Watch.
Well, you didn't run this by me.
Don't worry, you'll thank me.
You're right, thank you. Well, that was easy.
Yes, maybe a little too easy.
To the cheese vault!
To the really tall state building!
But first, to the cheese vault!
Yes, of course.
Huggy, you all right?
But, dear, I'm positive the commotion came from over here. It's Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face!
Is that a pine cone you're holding in the shape of Abraham Lincoln? Oh, no. Are you guys in the scavenger quest, too? No! We'll never beat the superheroes! They're too super!
Oh, no. Actually, Becky found it. She told me to give it to you since she's so busy getting other stuff.
Why, our Becky is so smart to have you helping her. We're gonna win, we're gonna win.
But, dear, I think it might be against the rules for Becky and Word Girl to collaborate.
Actually, we looked into that, and thanks to a technicality, it's okay.
Good enough for me.
But are you sure you and Captain Huggy Face have time for the scavenger quest?
Don't worry, we have every... you reason to go right now. Word up!
No, and if you happen to pass a pink violet, maybe you could grab it for us? Pretty please!
Mommy, I found the four-leaf clover. Now we only have to find one more thing.
No!
Oh, dear.
Meanwhile, a fragile friendship is in danger of cracking.
Fine, yes. Come now. It's time to seek and destroy.
In a minute. Sheesh, you kid villains today. So impatient.
Yes, well, you silver-haired veterans. I'm still not sure why we have to keep stealing cheese.
I'm not sure why we're just wrecking buildings.
Well, with all due respect, if not for my ingenious energy bubble, we'd still be fighting Word Girl and that monkey. Therefore, I should decide Mousezilla's activities.
If it weren't for the fortified metal which I created...
By accident!
Yeah, so? This collaboration would not have taken place if I... had
Word Girl! Oh, you just can't get enough of me, can you?
Not exactly. Word
up! Aha!
Wait, since when do the whiskers do that?
Oh, since I tweaked them.
Thought this was a collaboration.
Collaboration is also based on trust, Toby.
Yeah, collaboration is based on mutual discussion.
If you don't trust me to act on my own, then what kind of a...
You should put your two brains together and find out what a collaboration actually means.
We need to get super villain team-up counseling.
Uh-oh. Will Word Girl ever free herself from Mousezilla's metal mouse whiskers?
Come on! Let's put the squeeze on her for good!
No... Surely we can think of a much more diabolical way to teach her a lesson.
We both know you're just stalling because you have a silly schoolboy crush on her.
But I do not!
Do too.
Stay out of this! It's Bootsy the cat! Play Bootsy the cat!
Huggy, look! It's Bootsy the cat, star of the film Sir Kitty! But it is a big deal! We need to get her autographed picture for the scavenger quest! Okay, Mousezilla first, then autograph.
Oh, please, I did 90% of the work! So much for an equal collaboration.
You're right, child. It wasn't equal, because I did all of the... Ow! A cat!
Oh, are we afraid of a little cat? A little kitty cat?
Give away! Oh, yeah? Well, at least I don't love Word Girl like you do.
Well, you're afraid of a little kitty. Meow, meow, meow.
Love.
But Dr. Two Brains, he sees the kitty and he goes, eat!
Great job, Huggy. Let's see if this mouse can swim.
Meow, 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 meow,
it. Our collaboration is over!
Huh! Finally we agree.
Where are we?
And why are we in handcuffs? Oops.
That about wraps it up, right?
Except for the B plot.
The scavenger quest, right! Excuse me, Mr. Bootsy. Any chance we could get an autograph?
I found a spotted owl!
I found an ancient arrowhead!
And I found a pair of 19th century gym socks. They weren't on the list, I just found them.
Autograph picture of a celebrity cat!
We won! We found everything on the quest list!
Wait, we're forgetting something. A pink violet.
No! It's over! We lost!
Oh, cheer up, dear. I'm sure every team had trouble finding something on their list.
Acorns, blue jay feather, mood ring, tiki torch, lounging lizard, all here. Next.
Look, we've got everything except the pink violet.
Wait, we have got it. Here's the rarest violet of them all, and she's wearing pink.
What? Yellow?
Becky Botsford, I commend you on your creativity.
We won! We won!
But a girl named Violet wearing a pink shirt doesn't cut it. Sorry.
No! Oh, Grampy, we came so close!
And so we learn that a collaboration of evil geniuses isn't always a good thing.
Tune in next time as we go on a new quest for adventure in another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is hurl. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the correct meaning of the word.
Oh, Butcher, will you never learn that your meat attacks are no match for Word Girl? She's invincible!
Okay, but who can define the word?
Invincible means can't be destroyed by anything. Unbeatable.
Well, yes, Emily, that's correct, but that's not the definition we're looking for.
The Butcher, what a totally lame opponent for Word Girl. And he calls himself a villain?
No, Emily, you can't define villain either. The featured word is hurl. Any guesses? Yes, Tommy.
Hurl means to throw or fling like the Butcher does with his lame meat.
Yes, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl 10-foot paperclip.
Ooh. Hey, that prize is as lame as the Butcher.
See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Today's featured words are novice and legendary. Something's happening in there. Let's go watch.
And welcome to the coach's evil villainy and archenemy school. I am the brilliant and evil mastermind, the coach. And with my patented proven techniques, you all will soon be transformed from novice villains to seasoned professionals. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I'd like to start each class with a little roll call. We'll start with you.
Well, my name's Timmy Timbo, that's what my buddies call me, and I got fired from the pizza place downtown, so I thought being a villain seemed kind of cool, so here I am.
Right, great. Superpowers?
Oh, yeah. Can nap, like, a lot.
Awesome. And next.
Hi, I'm Big Left Hand Guy, and as you can see, I have a big left hand. Oh, hey, I guess that's my name and my superpower. Double whammy.
Finally, you. Miss Question?
What do you want to know about me again?
Your name, superpower, that sort of thing.
Is that going towards my grade?
Oh, I see. You're Miss Question, and your power is to ask questions.
Isn't
until
that
you're...
obvious? Or is it?
Whoa. She's good.
Do you really think so?
Okay. Now, so I think you're ready for your first real world experience.
So then I can use you, my ignorant goofballs, to steal whatever I want.
Coach, we heard that.
Well, good for you. You've all passed your first villainy test. Listening.
Well, oh, that was
nice. Oh, yay. Did you know he was going to do that?
That's right. Now, your first step on the path of villainous success will be to steal me this.
Whoa, fancy.
Whoa.
This is Michelangelo's whistle. Legend has it that whoever blows it will have power over anyone who hears the tune.
Is that really true?
As far as I know.
How can you be sure? Where'd you get your information?
Just go steal the whistle.
Oh, now?
Once you three nincompoops bring me Michelangelo's whistle, I will become legendary. They'll sing songs about me, write poems about my deeds.
Later at the Whistle Museum.
Whoa, whistles.
Okay, now let's grab the whistle and get out of here.
Which whistle are we supposed to steal again?
The whistly one?
Maybe we should just take them all.
Good idea.
At that very moment...
Okay, Huggy, let's try this new attack again. All right, here we go. Huggy, it's a new move and you're still a novice at it. But with some practice, you'll have it mastered. And then we'll catch the infamous teddy bear villain. Sorry, it's just he's so cute. Someone's broken into the Whistle Museum. Come on, Huggy, word up!
Hi, quiet much?
What?
Because we're stealing stuff.
Oh, right.
Sorry, guys, but your whistle-stealing days are through.
Whoa! Word girl!
Right. And you guys are?
Who wants to know?
Me.
And this is regarding?
What?
Oh, that there's Miss Question.
Oh, now I get it.
That's Timmy Timbo.
Hiya.
And I'm Big Left Hand Guy.
Yeah, we're like the city's newest villains.
Yeah, and we may be novices, but we're not scared to take on the legendary word girl or that fuzzy little monkey guy either.
Legendary? What's legendary?
Well, legendary means that my actions are so celebrated they've taken on the nature of a legend. I see people talk about me and tell stories about me and... Wow, I'm just so flattered by all this.
Is anyone else a little lost?
Okay, well, take Michelangelo's whistle. It's supposed to have legendary powers, powers that have been discussed throughout history.
Hey, the Michael Blah whistle is the one we're supposed to steal.
You'll have to make your way through us first. Wow, you guys don't look like novices. Okay, bring it on! Aren't you guys going to attack us or something?
We haven't learned that yet. We only learned how to pose.
Okay, tell you what. Since you guys are novices and you haven't successfully stolen anything yet, I'll give you a head start. Ready? Go!
Would you just get out of the way?
Dude, watch your hand!
It's stuck!
Hey, you have to get so close? Is that a dumb question?
Let's go, Huggy!
Why didn't I listen to my mother and go to pastry college?
All right, you guys are coming with us.
No, we're not.
Fine. Huggy, let's give him our new attack. Ouch. Oh, I didn't even see that cab. Man, that guy's good. You're right, Huggy. Novice criminals stealing whistles from a museum? There's something fishy going on here.
That'd be me.
Does everything have to be taken so literally around here? Word up!
Students, that mission was a complete failure.
Sorry, Coach.
Well, except for you hailing that cab, Big Left-Hand Guy. That was incredible.
Well, thanks, Coach.
In order to teach you the proper way to steal something, I'm going to bring in a legendary student of mine, the Whammer.
Is he famous or something?
Hey, Whammer, you got a minute?
Whammer's whamming a little TV, wham.
Whammer.
Okay, I'm whamming.
Whammer's going with you to steal that whistle
to show you novices how a legendary villain works.
Okay, the whammer's gonna teach you guys how to wham and steal stuff. Oh, and wham. Yeah! Oh, but first, whammer's gotta get his pie out of the oven.
Is it organic?
All right, we'll sit and have a slice of pie, and then you guys gotta go steal that whistle.
Dude, does your pie have butter in it? Because I'm super allergic to butter.
Dude, the whammer's pie is whamming with butter, yeah!
Oh, man.
Mr. Whammer, is it?
Wham!
How did you get to be the legendary villain you are today?
Wham!
Care to elaborate?
The whammer just is. You know? Wham! There you go. You see? Easy as wham. Yeah! Now we just wham out the way we whammed in.
I knew there was someone behind these novice villains, but I never thought it would be you, Whammer.
Novice? Wham?
Novice, it means...
It means a person new to a field or activity.
Yeah, like a beginner. Like a little kid playing soccer for the first time.
Fellas, that's kind of my thing. I define the words.
Oh, sorry.
What's the Whammer doing?
Whammer's getting ready to wham, yeah!
Take cover!
Where am I?
Whoops. My wham, fellas, my wham. No, not the whammer needs that! More whammed up, yeah.
Well, Whammer, I guess from now on you should think before you wham. Huggy, it's time to unleash our new attack! It's the only thing that'll stop him! Come on, Huggy, you can do it! Hey, look, you're a great sidekick and an even better superhero. You just need to believe in yourself a little bit more. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3!
Attack!
I guess I should have spent less time inspiring you.
Man, that guy can hail a cab.
Seriously.
Where's my whistle? Where's my whistle? Boy, this carpet's dirty.
Here, coach.
Michelangelo's whistle. Splendid, big left-hand guy. You have just graduated from novice villain to expert.
Gee, thanks for believing in me, coach. You know, it's all...
Hold it right there, coach.
Word, girl. How'd you find me?
I followed the cab. There's only like 3 in the whole city.
Forget it. You're back to novice?
Aw, marshmallows.
I should have known you'd be behind these novice criminals.
Novice and pathetic, but successful. Once I blow this legendary whistle, you will be under my total control. And I, the coach, will become a legendary unstoppable force.
No!
Is this the end of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face? Will the coach gain total control over them and the city? Is there any pie left?
What? Is it a dog whistle?
Huggy! It looks like the only thing you'll be whistling from now on are some sad, sad songs.
And so, once again, our legendary heroes have saved the city, this time from the coach and a trio of oddly named novice criminals. Tune in next time for another amazing episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word hurl. Ready to play the bonus round?
Bring it.
Great. Take a look at these 3 pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for hurl. Okay, Tommy, got an answer?
T. TJ is demonstrating a classic hurl, similar to the Butcher's hurling meat attacks. Number one.
You are correct. You've won the bonus round, Tommy. Huggy, show him his special prize.
Aw, oh, man. That's lamer than the paperclip.
Indeed it is. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like mystery because I feel like it brings out a lot of suspense and it makes you think, oh, what's the mystery going to be? And it's sort of like a brain twister because you really want to know what it is.
I like the word elfin because not a lot of people know the word and it means something like describing something like a fairy, which it kind of does, like small and mischievous and elf-like. That's why I like the word elfin.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flabbergasted means. That's right! Flabbergasted means to be so surprised you can't think or act. Congratulations, Huggy. Flabbergasted.